All right, everyone. So as you could tell, that was not Simon and Garfunkel. I had some trouble with the turntables, but now it's on, back on, and I'm officially checking in for our hour. So this is Anna for Wholesome Content Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And now we're going to go into some Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Oh,
thank you for sitting with me as I play through most of the side, that side of Bridge Over Troubled Water, though I was realizing that I was logging them as side one without even really listening to the music, and it was actually side two. So now we're going to move into some different things. I found this in the gospel section, and I thought they looked fun. I love R&B group, like women R&B groups, so this is the Clark Sisters, and we'll see how it goes. I hope you enjoy, and if you know the Clark Sisters, then feel free to call in and tell me about them.
I'm a
All right, welcome back, everyone. And as promised, Marissa's here and Yay. Has some special introduction.
Yes, I would like to introduce my parents who are in studio with me today. So this is my mom.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Lisa Mandel.
Hi, I'm Tom.
And very special for me to be able to bring them into wholesome content with me and DJ Anna.
It's true. Though they're not newbies.
They're not new to the studio.
No, not at all.
We've done some, if you look back at my archived WMFO history, you can see the, I think it's called Christmas Eve with Marissa's Rockin' Parents, which was a fun show that we did.
Wow, and that's logged on online like that?
Yeah. you can actually, I found out, at least with the old Spinatron, the technology we use in the studio, that you can like pick the show name that you do frequently, or you can just make a new one.
Wow.
So I made a new show name for that special event.
I'm so glad. I should go find it. And Lisa and Tom also have specific songs that they want to play, correct?
Yeah. So should we start out from the computer or continue with vinyl?
We can take a vinyl break, how about, and we play from computer. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. So we're going to go into a Grateful Dead song that's a request from Lisa, and it's a live version, so hope you enjoy.
Great.
a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? Let's celebrate, it's all right, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right.
Okay, you just heard two songs. First was from the Grateful Dead, The Wheel, and that was a live version. And then second, Celebration from Cool and the Gang.
Yeah.
And both of those songs have a little bit of a, like, they note the passage of time, and Celebration is directly keying into the celebrations that will happen for graduation this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And we were just, discussing how often graduation is supposed to be this monumentous time, but it's also just a thing that happens and then it passes, and then you're like, oh, okay, I guess I have a bachelor's degree now. And I felt kind of like that when we were at our environmental studies luncheon yesterday, and I didn't really care about that little the paper thing we got, because if I'm to value any sort of like paperwork that we get out this weekend, I think it would be like my formal one that I get from Tufts, though apparently they mail it to us. But anyway, I got that slip of paper from Coco, and then I immediately got some mushroom quiche on it, like, seconds later. And I was like, all right, you know, that seems fitting. So, anyway.
But the other fun gift that we got from this major luncheon was appropriate to get food on.
That's
because
true.
It was a Tupperware.
That's true.
And I'm very excited about that, because it's a collapsible Tupperware, so that we, you know, fewer single-use plastics in this world.
And it's microwavable, I checked on the bottom. Wow. Because it seems plastic, so I was like, oh gosh, is this not... Because I love to get glass. I have, like, one glass Tupperware that I, like, cherish, because I invested in it because I like to be able to microwave the things that I bring with me, so I don't always have to have cold lunches. But this one is plasticky, but it's also microwavable.
One time I microwaved a different plastic container in the SEC, and Anna was aghast.
Yeah, it's true.
She was like, so you're slowly killing yourselves with the environmental toxins that our society injects into us.
It's true. No, I feel like I do a lot of things that are probably, like, not good for my body, but I feel like I'm very picky about the things that I'm like, oh, God, I would never do this.
Never microwave plastic.
Yeah, so that's one of them. Sorry, I didn't set these up while we were...
Okay, I can do it.
Okay, I mean, if you want, but I'm also...
Okay, so I'll talk about these things.
Yeah, please.
Puts on another record. So my parents have been walking around the studio picking out some fun vinyls to play, and we're going to move into a big band sound with Tommy Dorsey. Is that correct, Anna?
Yeah, Tommy Dorsey.
Okay, with Tommy Dorsey.
And I can't decide which is side one or side two.
Jamming.
But
we're gonna put on a song called
Jammin'.
Yeah.
Oh, a specific one? I see.
Okay, and yeah, so as always, we love using the vinyl resources here at WMFO, and here's a great example of that happening.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you, everyone. All right, here we go.
All right, so again, this is Jammin' by Tommy Dorsey and his big band.
Crying all you sip your tea. The memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away.
So, we are going to do a PSA by, and I think Lisa's going to do it for us, which I'm excited for.
All right. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk to where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Oh, and Marissa?
Excellent reading. Thank you so much for that radio voice.
All right. Well, what do you have for us next?
I have a just kind of a funny song that we've played on the radio before. That is a salsa cover of a classic tune.
Oh,
somehow the big band classic sound we had was reminding me of this in a sense.
Great. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. So, Marissa, do you want
to... Yeah, so thank you for tuning in this hour. This is Marissa and...
Anna.
With guest stars Lisa and Tom. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's true.
And we will... probably have another wholesome content show, but we are getting towards the end of the year, and
it's true. No, it's sad, but as Marissa's been pointing out, as I feel like I've been counting down the shows lately, is that it's not the end yet, and even when it is a final time together in this studio, that's not the end either.
Nice. All right. Philosophical.
Yeah. Well, enjoy graduation all across Boston, listeners, because there are so many. I was just talking to someone who is graduating her son from Lesley this weekend. So anyway, lots of graduations going on. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you next week.